This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Raheem Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This is Raheem Harrison Grody on 670 The Score, and we had this discussion as a crew, and we decided we needed to do a Cubs playoff edition of who's your guy? Who do you want to emerge? Who do you think should emerge? Who becomes the Cubs wild card series hero? I'm not even going to say playoff hero, but there's always somebody who comes through. Famously in 2016, Kyle Schwarber. Famously. Then he proceeded to do it for the Philadelphia Phillies in the playoffs for many years, and I'm not bitter. Nope, not at all. So we want to know who you think is your guy and why, and we want to go around the horn, not just us three, but also Robbie and Ray as well. So I want to get started with you, Mark Grody, the man to my right here at Gallagher Way as we broadcast, getting you ready for Cubs playoff baseball on The Score.
Yeah.
Who's your guy?
Oh, no. Oh, no. We've got a Cronenworth in front of us. Not Cronenworth, that's for sure. We just had a guy all Padres'd up. Yeah, you see some
in a Jay Cronenworth hockey sweater.
Oh man, there's a certain amount of trauma when it comes to the Padres and me, which I'll get to a little bit later on. But staying focused right now. My guy, Layla, for today.
Wait, do we get drops series. With this? I had to ask. Robbie, do we get drops?
We can, yeah.
Yes, tell me more about Kevin Alcantara. Give me the statistics on him.
He's a strong man.
We were truly doing Who's Your Guy. That would be more appropriate. But my guy will be Pete Crow Armstrong. I mean, I'm going PCA. He has looked better lately for whatever it's worth. Yeah, I did predict he'd hit a home run on Friday. I'd never make the open for that, but my bad playoff predictions always make the open. So I just wanted to express some of that passive aggressive that was building in me. But PCA has, wow. it happens. He's hitting better, a four-game hitting streak. He had that sick play where the wild pitch came in and he scores from second base against the Mets. So those were some beautiful things. I think that despite the fact that he has fallen off the table relative to what he did in the first half, it's not affecting him with the defense right now, certainly not with the base running, and there is big home runs in that bat. PCA.
770, Grody on the text line. Could you please do a Les Grobstein impersonation about the Cubs this postseason? I would appreciate it. That's from Fernando in Georgia.
It's not going to happen. I know a lot of people are sick and tired of hearing about what happened back in 2020 and 2020. None of it matters. I was here in 1984 when the Cubs played the Padres. They won it was on a Tuesday and a Wednesday. They won both, and then they couldn't win another game in San Diego. So it doesn't matter.
You just had to bring up 84, fake Les?
Yeah, wow, that might have been from the mind of Mark Grody, too, just a little bit, little bit of that trauma. Boy, I will get to that later. But, yeah, that's what Les would have talked about, probably.
You know what?
I don't care.
KMA.
I talked to Leon Durham on the plane back, and he said it went under his legs. It was horrible.
703 says, my pick to click is Michael Bush in game one, but a strong pitching effort by Matthew Boyd is a must.
Yeah, Alan Wiggins, you could sit down too.
To say the least. I will say, since we're going in order here on the desk, my pick and my guy is, it's basic, but it's been consistent, Nico Hoerner. For the Cubs to have a chance here, Nico has lengthened your lineup in ways that I don't think all of us predicted at the beginning of this 2025 season. I know he finished just under 300, 297, but that was good enough for me. What he has done at the plate has not only been consistent and appreciated, it's, I think, helped diversify the Cubs lineup in a way that will extend innings for you. We saw and have heard from both Nico and Ian Happ in the past couple of weeks how much they like hitting next to each other, and when players feel confident like that, that is the number one thing you want to continue to have happen at the plate production-wise. So, my guy is Nico Hoerner.
Guess what? He is. I had him down as my honorable mention, 337 in September. So your pick is very clicky.
There it is.
Say.
Yeah,
and it is very clicky.
I feel like it's not necessarily going to be the sexy slug. Yeah, that's what wins you games.
Right.
That's what gets you here. And yes,
he's pretty
the baseball
sexy.
Data will show that that is what will help the most. You know, like the 3-point shot in the NBA.
Yeah.
These are the things that get you there. But when it comes to helping extend the inning, helping to lengthen the lineup, it's Nico Hoerner.
Steve Garvey, KMA. Go ahead, Marshall.
Steve Garvey.
Is this for the playoffs or is this for the series? I need some clarification.
Whichever you prefer.
Oh, that's a good question.
Dealer's choice.
Yeah, dealer's choice. I kind of was thinking the Marlins series myself, Padres series myself.
You're having flashbacks, aren't
you? I really am.
The 2020 playoffs.
I'm having trouble today.
Your guy.
I've got 1984 Padres on my mind. Didn't Terry Kennedy play for the 1984 Padres? I believe he did. So yeah, it's all sort of coming out today, and this is what's going to happen during this show today. Marshall, go ahead.
Okay, so it's very simple. It's for the series. It's for the playoffs. It's Craig Counsell. I'm sorry, but you guys are talking about individuals who may have a moment or two, but they're only going anywhere past this series, past the DSCS to the World Series, if Craig Counsell pushes the right buttons.
I like it.
And here's what I mean by when I say right buttons. You've got, in this particular lineup, that top three, that's what you got to worry about. That's where the problem is coming from. You can navigate around the other hitters, but you've got to know when a starter stays in to face those three for a second or even third time in the order. You've got to know who to put in at what time. This is why Craig Counsell was hired.
Yeah.
Because he supposedly knows when to push the right buttons as far as your bullpen is concerned. Look, I'm not going to get my way. Colin Ray's probably not going to start game two. So it's going to be Shota Imanaga, right? That's something that's going
to
happen.
You're going to have to accept that.
How quick is that hook going to be, Craig Counsell?
Right.
I need to know because last time I checked, as I told Grody yesterday, he's got an ERA over 7 in the first inning.
It's
what the
be,
hook going to be?
Yeah.
What the hook going to be? It's going to be like Joe Maddon the way he did Jason Hamill back in the
day.
No,
I mean, but you're right, though, Marshall, because here we were talking about even in the Mets game when we were last here on the north side. You know, we were last here at Wrigley when we were over at Old Crow. We're talking about how if he had taken out Shota Imanaga with two on, you know, what happens there? Does it result in a Cubs win? And these are the decisions that we're going to scrutinize. I don't think anybody knows that better than the manager, but it really does prove the point that these decisions are going to be under an absolute microscope.
Well, you say nobody knows it better than the manager, but I don't know that Craig Counsell has a good feel for Shota Imanaga right now.
I don't know that Shota has a good feel for right now.
And so if he's not pitching as well as he can, because what I heard yesterday was, oh, well, he's a gamer. He'll be up for the game.
Well, and plus
he has not been a gamer in recent games.
Yeah.
I need the recent performance to have a little bit more impact on what we actually do.
No, you're right, and he got hit up the last time. It wasn't just solo home runs. It was a 3-run bomb, and you're right. But it is Shota Imanaga. This guy has a track record of being a good pitcher, one of your starters this year, and we did go through the exercise with you yesterday, Marshall. I believe Lawrence beat me to the punch, but going through all of those the earned runs that he gave up, 3-4, 3-2, 4,
that's not going to be good enough
4.
In this series.
I'm just saying, like how good is this the Cubs starting staff right now in general that you could be that harsh on him? But anyway, yes, Layla.
Speaking of all of that, we have a bit of breaking news.
No.
I think it's breaking news, and
Bears?
I'll say it just because I like Wildfire. Yeah. No, it is not Bears.
Oh, no.
Go with Baby Bears.
Baby Bears. Mm-hmm. Bears 2?
I thought about Bears 2 yesterday.
Did you?
Sunday, actually.
I want to hear about
Breaking
that.
News on the Score is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. We have a playoff roster. Your pitchers are Matthew Boyd, Taylor Rogers, Shota Imanaga, Caleb Thielbar, Aaron Savali, Brad Keller, Drew Pomeranz, Daniel Palencia, Jameson Taillon, Colin Ray, and Andrew Kittredge, along with Michael Soroka making the playoff roster.
Okay.
Better make that trade deadline work.
Oh, man.
Carson Kelly, Reese McGuire, Moises Ballesteros listed as your catchers.
Like that.
Nico Horner, Justin Turner, Matt Shaw, Dansby Swanson, Michael Bush listed as your infielders. And your outfield, pretty predictable. Pete Crow Armstrong, Ian Happ, Kevin Alcantara, Seiya Suzuki, Kyle Tucker, Willie Castro is your utility. So that is your playoff roster, gentlemen.
So it's less pitchers and getting more position players because it's only a three-game series.
Yeah, that was a bit of the surprise there, but understandable given that Craig Counsell wants to use his bench. So that makes it make sense. Let's go to Ray. Ray is here live with us at Gallagher Way. I'm Raheemy Harrison Grody on the Score. Who's your guy?
My guy is Michael Bush. And if you are going to do anything in the postseason, you're going to need some power. Michael Bush has been that guy for the Cubs consistently this season. He's been the most reliable power hitter that they have. And so I think he's going to play a huge role in supplying the offense, supplying the power. And if the Cubs have any serious chance of advancing at all, he's going to have to continue the hot hitting. So my guy's Michael Bush.
That's good. He's been great.
And then that comes to Robbie. Robbie, you've observed a lot of Cubs baseball. You know what to do. Who's your guy?
So for this pick, I'm kind of manifesting for this, maybe wish casting, because I think this is more of an X-factor pick, not like who I think is the star of the team. I need Dansby Swanson to have a great series here because this is not an experienced team whatsoever. This is a young team. He's the person that has been there. He's won a World Series. He was a shortstop of the Braves when they won that World Series. I need him to take a step at the plate. I need him to take a step. You got that big contract, Dansby Swanson. Get a big hit. We need you to be the leader of this team. Earn that contract because he's been disappointing to me at the plate during his Cubs time here. Dansby Swanson, earn your contract. The reason the Cubs got you is because you won the World Series and you are that player.
Well, I like that. It's very marquee. It's very marquee of him because I've heard Cliff Floyd doing the same, putting a little bit of the heat on Dansby Swanson.
Would you say that Cliff Floyd is an influencer?
Maybe. I don't know. I'm not necessarily saying
Cliff,
that.
I think Cliff is influencing people's picks and decisions, maybe Robbie's necessarily, but he'll tell you some stuff that sticks out to
Cliff's
him.
Cliff's up with my golf game, so.
Well, yes.
Okay. Yeah.
I think Dansby Swanson's making enough money that you can put a little heat on him. That's when you look at the contract itself, I think that is what they're looking at. Also on the text line, 630 just on me right now.
Uh-oh.
Marshall, I honestly think Layla meant a player, not a coach. I understand what you meant by Craig Counsell, though, but can you give us a player? If I have to give a player, it's going to be Ian Happ because many people hated on him. I told you he's going to be fine, and he's fine, and he's going to be the guy if they go.
So you have Ian Happ as your player, Craig Counsell as your manager. Layla has Nico Horner.
For the record, my manager is also a Craig Counsell.
Well, yeah. You know what I meant.
Yes,
good call. PCA is your guy. PCA is your guy, Grody.
Right, right.
Robbie's is Dansby Swanson.
My manager is Joe Madden.
Hell yeah.
I can't wait to see what happens.
But I go through the recap.
I go
to
David
say,
Ross.
And mine is my guy is Michael Bush. And I go through the recap to say, isn't that
Rick
wild
Renteria.
That we are here in the postseason and
Dale
nobody
Swain.
Said nobody could say Kyle Tucker. Nobody could say Kyle Tucker is their guy heading into a playoff game. It's just a shame. I know the status of the injury.
That's wild.
Just going into this season, if you said at the beginning of the season, the Cubs will for sure punch their ticket to go to the postseason and Michael Bush will not be selected among who you think is going to be pivotal
Kyle
in this
Tucker,
series.
Kyle Tucker.
It's like having a luxury item in your pantry that you forgot about.
Oh, my God.
Like truffle oil or something. Yeah. I'm like, I don't usually cook with this.
And right,
so then I'm like, oh, I don't have
it.
This. Yeah. And then it's not like, yeah. And so therefore, I'm like,
At this point, Kyle Tucker is the good china.
That's it.
Yeah.
We're not ready to break them out just yet.
Yeah.
We'll keep eating off paper plates because the food is delicious.
I don't even know what I'm having people over, you know? Like, how am I supposed to know when to break out the good china?
It's such a great point, though. Like, think about how we were huffing and puffing about Kyle Tucker. Give him everything. Give him all the money he needs. What does he need? We'll hook him up at the Hotel Zachary. We'll give him a suite over there. Whatever you need. And now we're like, none of us mentioned him as an influencer for the Chicago Cubs in this first series. My God, Ray, you have done it again. Who's your manager, by the way? Herman Franks? We'll give you Herman Franks.
The Dale Swain.
Dale, do you like that one?
That is
poor Dale Swain.
I'm not hating on him necessarily. It's just that's a deep cut.
He couldn't develop Starlin Castro. That was his downfall.
Wow.
He didn't get criticized for tattoos, did he?
No. I don't think so.
I wasn't here at the time, so I didn't know.
I was
covering a 100 loss Astros team.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
Or was it the 90 loss Padres team? Memories. Oh,
man, the jaded, that adds a layer of jadedness when you cover anything that bad.
They have started up the music here at Gallagher Way. There are fans who are in line. They are waiting to get in. We are already here. Raheemy Harrison Grody getting you ready for Cubs playoff baseball and apparently some fun and weird flashbacks, too.
I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to talk about Alan Wiggins anymore. Keep your mouth shut, Grody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.